KJAN Sports.
Time to look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Lots of track and field action last night. Let's take a look at some of the results at the Ken Karstens Invitational for the boys up at Harlan. It was Atlantic winning the team title with 111 points. Harlan with 96, the runner-up. St. Albert, Lewis Central, and Trainer were the top three teams involved in that meet. Among the Atlantic champions, Craig Becker took the 800-meter run. Grant Reed, a winner in the 100 hurdles. Jackson Eden grabbed the 1,600-meter title. Also, it was Reed capturing the 400-meter hurdle title for Atlantic last night. Other Atlantic victories last night came in some of the relay events. Atlantic got the 4x200-meter relay title in that meet last evening, along with the distance medley relay crown. At Shenandoah, at the Mustang Relays, it was Glenwood winning that boys' meet with 174 points. Southwest Valley with 109, and Shenandoah with 109, tied for second. Cam was third and Griswold fourth in that meet last night. Among some of the top performers, Deshaun Carr of Cam won the 100-meter event last night. Also, Grant Maurer of Southwest Valley, the champ in the 110 hurdles. Also last night from that Shenandoah meet, Addison Bull of Southwest Valley was the champion in the long jump. Southwest Valley also had win in the 4x200-meter relay and the shuttle hurdle relay last evening in Shenandoah. Griswold hosting its girls' Tiger Relays in the Class A girls' division. It was Fremont Mills winning with 130 points. Griswold with 98 was second. Riverside, Woodbine, and South Page round out the field. Among the local winners, Ari McGlade of Riverside took the 800 meters. Hope Ogg of Griswold took the 100 hurdles. Alexis Post of Riverside won the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold takes the 400 hurdles. Riverside, a winner in the 4x4 and 4x800-meter relays. They also took the distance medley relay title. Griswold won the sprint medley relay crown last night. Also at Griswold in the AA division, it was Underwood winning with 184 points. AHSTW with 102 was second. Red Oak third at 101. Among some of the local winners, Cora Comer of AHSTW won the 100-meter dash. Ryan Porch of AHSTW, the 800 meters. Heidi Hall for the Lady Vikes wins the 1,500-meter event last night. Also, it was AHSTW winning the 4x4, the 4x800-meter relays in that meet. Up at the Carroll Co-Ed on the girls' side, it was IKM Manning winning with 116 points. Greene County scores 110 for second place. Carroll, Webster City, Woodward Granger, the top five. Also in the girls' division, Peyton Sporer picked up a win in the 400-meter hurdles for IKM Manning. She was also part of the winning 4x400-meter relay for IKM Manning. On the boys' side, it was Webster City winning the team title with 137 points. Greene County, Carroll, Woodward Granger, and Perry were the top five teams. Audubon had a couple of champs last night. The shuttle hurdle relay team was a winner, and Joseph Zager also took gold in the discus last night for Audubon. At the Lewis Central Invitational, Glenwood had 134.5 points to win the team championship. Abe Lincoln was second, Dennison third, Lewis Central was fourth, and Creston fifth in that meet last night. East Mills' Jeanette Schraff picked up three wins, winning the 400, the 1,500, and the 3,000-meter event in that meet. Also in boys' track last night at the Earlham event, it was some of the individual winners from the ACGC squad as Van Madrid won the team title with 115 points. Van Meter with 110, the runner-up. Earlham with 109.5 was third. ACGC placed fourth with 92. ACGC got wins from Caden Warden in the long jump event last night. Also, the shuttle hurdle relay team, a winner for ACGC, as was the distance medley relay team. Noah Nelson also won the boys' 1,600 meters for ACGC last night. In other high school sports last evening, let's go to girls soccer. In girls action, it was AHSTW over Riverside 6-0. Trainer defeating Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC 7-0. Glenwood over Denison 3-1. Kemper Catholic 3-0 over Creston. It was Thomas Jefferson over Logan Magnolia 10-0. In soccer, AHSTW beat Riverside 2-1. It was Greene County over Nottoway Valley 10-0. Creston beat Underwood 1-0. Denison over Sioux City West by a 2-1 final. Logan Magnolia beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0 last night. In girls tennis last evening, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah beating St. Albert 8-1. Clarinda topping Southwest Valley 8-1. And Lewis Central over Harlan by a final of 9-0. Also last night, in girls tennis, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah beating St. Albert by a final of 8-1. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 8-1. Lewis Central 9-0 over Harlan in last night's girls' tennis. Also in boys' tennis last night, Glenwood over Atlantic 5-4. Also last night, it was Red Oak over Audubon 5-4. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 8-1. Clarinda, or Lewis Central, falling to Harlan 6-3. Kemper Catholic beat Abe Lincoln 9-0. Denison 9-0 over Sioux City East. In girls' golf play last night, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 215-215. Sounds like a tie, doesn't it? Glenwood actually wins by the fifth player score last night. That was the tie break. Harlan beat Lewis Central 199-230. Creston, a winner with 180 over Winterset at 220 and Clark at 248. Boyer Valley wins with a 230 last night in a triangular to beat Denison, who shot 236, and IKM Manning, who shot 260. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 226-236. Logan Magnolia shot 247 to win. Trainer didn't have a team score. Griswold shot 214 to beat Riverside, who shot 246. Cam shot a 199 last night to win a multi-team meet over Woodbine, who shot 254. Glidden-Ralston at 255. And Coon Rapids Baird, who had 268. Exira EHK didn't have a full team score. In boys golf last night, it was Harlan over Lewis Central, 182-187. Winterset defeats Clark and Creston. Winterset shooting 163, Clark 193, Creston 197. Kemper Catholic defeating Norwalk, 143-150. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center, 173-182. Logan Magnolia topping Trainer, 197-208. It was Griswold over Riverside, 216-240. Also last night, Ralston over Woodbine, 228-230. Cam shot 178 to defeat Exira EHK, who shot 185. Coon Rapids Baird, who posted a 189. Boyer Valley, who had a 191. Glidden-Ralston, who had a 228. And Woodbine at 230 in that meet last evening. Also in baseball, Matt Carpenter hit a two-run homer with nobody out in the 11th inning. That lifting St. Louis to a win over the Milwaukee Brewers 5-3. Carpenter turned around a pitch from J.J. Hoover for the third game-ending homer of his career. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 8-5. Washington over Atlanta 4-1. Philadelphia over Cincinnati 6-1. The Mets over Miami 8-6. San Diego beat Colorado 5-2. San Francisco 5-4 over Arizona. Felix Hernandez pitched into the sixth inning. Guillermo Heredia homered, and the Seattle Mariners bounced back from a blowout loss to Kansas City with an 8-3 rout of the Royals last night. Also in the AL, Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 6-5. Cleveland over Detroit 2-1. Toronto beat Baltimore 2-1. Boston 14-1 over the Yankees. Angels beat Texas 11-1. Minnesota 4-1 over Houston. Interleague play saw the Dodgers beat Oakland 4-0. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina and Arizona Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovullo both have been suspended a game for their dust-up over the weekend. Molina, who bumped plate umpire Tim Timmons during a bench-clearing dispute, is appealed and can continue to play until that process is complete. The Chicago Cubs have placed first baseman Anthony Rizzo on the 10-day disabled list with lower back tightness. That move was made retroactive to Friday. Infielder-outfielder Efren Navarro was promoted from AAA Iowa to take Rizzo's spot on the roster. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Dodger Stadium will host the 2020 All-Star Game. A news conference with Commissioner Rob Manfred is set for the ballpark today. Dodger Stadium last held the All-Star Game in 1980. The Iowa football program may not reside in a hotbed of five-star talent, but recruiting coordinator Kelvin Bell says the Hawkeyes have something to sell that most other programs can't offer, and that's stability. Kirk Ferentz is entering his 20th season as head coach, and during that time, the Hawkeyes have had only three offensive coordinators and just two defensive coordinators.
College football, a lot of things can happen. A lot of, you know, coaches move around. A lot of things can happen. The landscape doesn't look the same in August as it will look in January of the next year. The kids that we're recruiting right now, one thing they can bank on is that it's going to look the same around here, regardless of if you're coming here now, if you're saying you're committing to Iowa now, or if you're committing to Iowa in December, I can guarantee you that we'll be here in January.
Bell says that stability is evidenced by his own recruiting story when he came to Iowa from Mississippi. He says while NFL prospects like Josh Jackson and James Daniels can help on the recruiting trail, it's more about how they developed into standout players. He says recruiting is often about things that can't be measured. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.